have a lot more to do on this census. Starting in February and March, we'll release state by state the very fine area, small area data down to the block level that allows each state to redistrict themselves. This is a big deliverable we have over the next few months, and that will begin a whole lot of activities in all the 50 states that will last for several months.
Meanwhile, we were just having a debate yesterday morning here on the Federal Drive, Tom and I were, talking about how the count is done, how you're able to pull this off. Now, I've always thought you actually physically go out and go one, two, three. You know, you count the noses. Tom believes there's got to be some sort of process of extrapolation, otherwise we'd still be counting people. How is this done?
Well, under a Supreme Court ruling in the late 90s, you know, you win the debate. We actually do count everyone one by one, and there's no statistical sampling that's involved in the counting. This is an interpretation of the constitutional mandate to do an actual enumeration of the population each 10 years. So we do indeed count everyone, and that's one of the reasons that it's such a costly enterprise. This was an expensive census, but it was one that we did with the goal in mind that everyone is counted once and only once and in the right place.
Because I'm aware that there are people who believe that you can get an accurate count by extrapolation, and also that Congress would hear nothing about that. And I was just wondering, you know, is there any legitimate way that some last final block could be done that way? But you're saying absolutely not. Everybody was literally counted.
Well, we have to separate what is lawful under the current legal constraints that the Census Bureau operates under versus what's statistically the best way to do things. So I remind us that almost every other piece of statistical information that the country has is based on statistical sample surveys. So we rely on them for key decisions. Almost every other thing we know about the economy and the society involves that statistical step. But for the given the constitutional grounding of the census, that has been barred as used by the Supreme Court.
We are talking with Census Director Dr. Robert Groves, and I wondered also about the preparation for 2020. Is that starting already? Is it too early for that? There's, I know, a special little window that you have to hit.
Well, we're looking toward 2020, actually, with a small but very energetic group, and they're various watchwords, principles that we're acting on. One is, this has got to be the decade where we, given the budget situation of the country, where we try to find the most cost-efficient way to measure the population that we can find. And so that's one watchword. And one way of doing that is by taking advantage of the infrastructure that exists at the Census Bureau for other measuring devices. We will have an internet option for 2020 that will help some, but it won't be a panacea for getting return rates way up. The biggest cost of the census has to do with the human resources we use to follow up those who do not respond initially. So we're targeting that as a chief focus. We're trying to be smarter on software development by integrating our software development into other activities so that when we finally come to 2020, we're not using a piece of software that's been developed only once and we're using it for the first time. It's gone through a lot of debugging phases in production environments.
And I want to put out a hypothesis, and you can tell me whether I'm right or wrong based on your experience, and that is that the people who now return the forms in paper that do what they are asked to do would probably be the same people that might use the internet. And the people that don't return a form that you have to go out and count probably wouldn't use the internet either. And so that human counting effort would not be reduced in 2010.
Well, your hypothesis is supported by the experience of other countries on this. It looks like the internet helps a little in terms of bringing in people who are hard to reach. But it doesn't increase the response rate in a major way. It does offer other advantages, though, since the data are processed immediately. You get some cost savings on the back end of the process, and that's desirable. And also, it looks like the quality of the data is a little higher on the Internet. So those two things are good, but we're going to need multiple methods for 2020 that fit the lifestyles of the diverse population that we're becoming increasingly.